Hello.
Oh, hello. Good evening. My name is Brian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, ma'am, well, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. So do you want to proceed with this survey?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no problem. Let me see. So basically, again, Brian, I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is just a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. So this evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. And we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Right. And in this case, please keep in mind that we are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay?
All right.
All right. So really quick with the first question, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer for a political campaign? All right.
No.
Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or independent, or not registered?
We're the ones
Republican.
A little bit of sense. We're the Republicans.
All right. Thank you. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? So, I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. And I am not registered to vote.
I am going to vote.
Okay. Thank you very much. And quick question also, what is your age?
81.
81. All right. Thank you very much. Very good. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
We are on the wrong track.
Okay. Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? The options are the following. So cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump, and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., or economic issues like taxes and government spending?
Well, I think you pretty much covered everything that that thing's supposed to be done, should be done, I hope gets done.
Okay. Now, but again, just from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now, from the ones that I mentioned?
Well, the trouble is I can't remember all that stuff. When you go through the whole thing.
Yeah, no worries.
What the first one was.
The first one is cultural issues, like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, or moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, or affordability issues.
I agree with the standing up the rights of the unborn. I believe in the Second Amendment. I think Biden ought to be put in jail. I think Trump ought to be the next president.
Thank you.
I think the economy is sucks. That's about all I can remember.
All right. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. For example, I'm starting with Keith Farner. So do you think that is very favorable or somewhat favorable? Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
A favorable.
Nan Cobb.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Addie Owens.
Nope, never heard of him.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis? Yeah, I've heard him. I like him.
Okay, all right. Just a couple of more. David Jordan.
Jordan? I think I've heard of him.
I like
Jordan. Yes, I like Jordan.
He's okay. Mark. Oh, I see. Thank you. Mark Jordan.
Jordan? Don't know him.
All right. Mike Levin.
Mike Levin. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Who he is.
All right. And Anthony Sabatini?
Oh, I've seen these signs around, but I don't know anything about him.
Okay. And Cary Baker?
Nope, never heard of him.
Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Addie Owens, Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, or Mike Levin?
Mike Levin.
Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Levin?
Definitely we're going to.
Thank you. And from the same list of candidates, who will be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Addie Owens, Nan Cobb, or Keith Farner?
What was the last one?
Keith Farner.
Yeah.
Thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or the second option, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. So which of these two principles comes close to your opinion?
You know, I was a Democrat for many, many years, but they went to hell. And that's why I switched over to be a Republican. So anything a Democrat's involved in, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Three options only. I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he's too old and not capable of being president. And the last one, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handles for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Well,
so which of these?
I've been after stuff you said, but I'll tell you this. If I was voting to put Biden in jail, I would vote for him.
I see. Thank you.
I think he should be in jail. Along with his vice president, too, she should go to jail.
Thank you. A couple of questions more. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualifies as a writing candidate instead of a Republican candidate. So Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a writing candidate. So he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a writing candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them will have faced off in a primary, and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. And the second one, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. And Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his action and is being sued for this. So any of these options come close to your opinion?
If he's a crook, I'm telling you, I don't think he should be in there. If he's trying to pull a fast one, he shouldn't be in there. But other than that, I don't know anything about any of them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
I'd give you my opinion if I knew anything about him, but I don't know anything about
him. Okay. Thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Just a couple of sentences right now. So a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased. So will you say you will much more likely vote for him, or somewhat more likely, or less likely, or much less likely?
I'll be less likely to vote for him.
Thank you. The same situation, a candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, and I end the quote. Again, will you more likely vote, or somewhat more likely vote, or less likely, or much less likely, or there's no difference?
I don't know. I probably would vote.
Okay, all right. Now, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant, the same thing. Will you much more likely vote for that person, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I would be less likely. If he's criticizing DeSantis, I would be less likely to vote for him.
Thank you. Also, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats. Same thing. Will you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference? Espérame, mira, solo para confirmar. Será como callback, ¿cierto? O como... Oh, no. Okay. That is a determination.